Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Hey, man, you just tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are on the air live. Want to welcome our listeners to the show today. Amen. Glory be to God. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. Amen. Whether you're listening by web or by phone, we are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be with us today. Amen. Just have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are ministry without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the whole world. Apostle Yvonne Riley is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email her at Apostle Riley at yrowell50@gmail.com. Or you can connect with her on Facebook, and you can inbox her there and leave her a message there. Amen. We also want to encourage you to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministries for an offering of $25 or more, a monthly offering. Amen. If you would like to do that, get connected to Apostle Ryle at the information that I just gave you earlier. There are several ministries with you in mind. On Sundays, we have the Hour of Power from 6 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. First half of the Hour of Power is Prophetic Corner with Prophetess Martha Williams from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. Our ministry, Lane, is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Mondays, we have what we called Moment in the Spirit. It's a two-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the Word of God. It is a blessed word. It is a word that will encourage you, will lift you up. Amen. You can receive the Moment in the Spirit for an offering of $25 or more. If you would like to receive the Moment in the Spirit by phone or by text, you can email or text Prophetess Yvonne. But inbox her at the information that I gave you earlier. Amen. Glory be to God. Moment in the Spirit is hosted by Minister Michelle Wilson. She does an awesome job with that. Amen. On Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Apostle Yvonne Ryle and Pastor Joseph Ryle at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to get connected and stay connected. Then on Saturday, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, Wild Radio with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Elder is from Faith Comes by Hearing Ministries. Amen. We want to encourage you to get connected to all the ministries that are under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne. Amen. You will receive a word of truth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You will see word of prophecy. Glory be to God from true prophets. Amen. Hallelujah. You will receive a preaching word from preaching man, pastor. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And get the Moment in the Spirit. I can't encourage you enough to get that. That's done by Minister Michelle. That will just uplift your spirit. It's always a powerful word from the Lord. Amen. And you know, glory be to God, Elder. Amen. You want to get connected. Always an on-time word. It's always on fire and prayer. Amen. So we encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry and the WOW team. Amen. Stay connected. Amen. Glory be to God. Also, if you need prayer, please leave me a prayer request on my Facebook page, Elaine Jackson, or submit your prayer request on my website, voiceoftruth@yoda.com, and we will keep you in prayer. Amen. That's all of our announcements for today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for another day, oh God. We thank you for healing and delivering your people, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for making a way out of nothing, Father. We just thank you, Father, that you already done fixed it for them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just set for your holy word that's coming forth today, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it bring glory unto your holy name. Oh God, we give this message back unto you, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Father God, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray that you will save a soul right now. We pray that you will heal a mind right now, Father. We pray that you will touch somebody's body right now, Father, and heal them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we just give you a praise, oh God. We just thank you for Jesus. We just thank you for the blood that he shed. We thank you for the cross that he carried. Oh, my God, we just give you a praise, for you're worthy of all our praises, oh God. We just magnify and glorify your name, for you are worthy, Father, for what you have already done, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for salvation. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for the blood that Jesus shed that we might live through him, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that thou art God, and there is no other God. Oh, God, we just praise your holy name, oh, God. We just worship you and praise you. We praise you. We praise you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-ins, oh, God. We pray for those who are sick on their sick bed, oh God. We pray, Father God, that you will heal them even now, Lord. We pray that you will touch them, Father, in the name of Jesus, and heal right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we come praying for those who have lost loved ones, Father. We pray that you will comfort them, oh God, even now, Father God. Oh, my God, comfort them right where they are, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, God, we just pray for those that are high in prison bars, the orphanage, oh God. We just pray that you will comfort them as well, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, Father God, that you will strengthen your leaders all over the land, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we just give you praise, God. Oh Father God, we just thank you for your holy word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will save a soul, God, this day, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise for that soul, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Glory be to God. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I believe I'm going to run on and see what the end's going to be. Glory be to God. Just another day that the Lord has kept us. Glory be to God. The message will come from Genesis today. The word of God will come from Genesis, the 21st chapter. Glory be to God. I'm going to read the scripture, and I'm going to tell the story to get us to the scripture. But I love to read the scriptures first. Glory be to God, because I want you to get the word. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 14, and the word of God reads, "And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water, and he gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, and the child. And he sent her away, and she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child on the one of the shrubs. And she went and set her down over against him a good way off, as it was a bow shot. For she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad. And the angel of God called to Hagar out of the heavens. And he said unto her, what ailest thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thy hand, for I will make him a great nation. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. Amen, amen. And I guess I'll go ahead and read 20. And God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelled in the wilderness and became an archer. Amen, hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the readers and the doers of his holy word. Amen. The title of the message is, There's Still Hope When It Looks Like All Hope Is Gone. There is still hope when it looks like all hope is gone. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you to go back and read the entirety of the chapter, amen, and the chapter before, that you may get an understanding of the word of God and what God is saying unto you in the word of God. Hallelujah. But the Bible tells us, glory be to God, that God had visited Sarah, and Sarah gave birth to Isaac, her son. Hallelujah. But Hagar had also had a son by Abraham. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. And the Bible says that Hagar and Ishmael was cast out. Glory be to God, from among the people. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's something in it. Hallelujah. That she was cast out about something that somebody had ordered to be done. Hallelujah. She was in that place and with that child because of what Sarah had asked her husband to do. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. The word for the day is, glory be to God, that there is hope in God. In Haggai's situation, in her travel in the wilderness, glory be to God, it seemed like to her that there was no hope. The water had ran out, and there they were in the desert, glory be to God, among snakes and scorpions, among thorns and briars. I could imagine that the sand, hallelujah, was blowing from the wind in their face because it's so hot down in the desert. Glory be to God. And it's not much life down in the desert. Glory be to God. But the Bible says that she was giving a bottle of water. Glory be to God. And that water, hallelujah, they had already drunk all of that water. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. She didn't see any hope anymore. Glory be to God. But I believe, glory be to God, that God had led her to the place. Glory be to God. God had led her to a place of hope. Glory be to God. Even though she was in the desert, God had led her in a place of hope, even though she didn't see it. I believe that she prayed. I believe, glory be to God, that she had faith in God. But when she looked around her and she seen all of the desert, when she seen and felt the sun beaming down on the body, glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. She seen, hallelujah, that she had lost all hope. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I don't know about you. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give this little testimony. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I've been in a desert, my God. But I can tell you that God is your hope when you're in a desert. Oh, my God, my God. I didn't know how I was going to get out of this place. Glory be to God. But I prayed and I cried and I cried out to God. Glory be to God. And God heard my cry and he gave me hope. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Because see, like God has sent an angel now unto Haggai. Glory be to God. The Lord himself. Glory be to God. He spoke unto me. Glory be to God. And he gave me the very day. Glory be to God. The very hour. Glory be to God. That I was coming out of the place. When I was coming out of the darkness. Glory be to God. I'm a living witness that God is your hope. Glory be to God. I don't care what's going on around you. God is your hope. But you've got to believe and stand in faith. For God is your hope. Glory be to God. See, hope makes you see when you don't see nothing. Glory be to God. That's why faith and hope works together. Glory be to God. They work together because if you got hope, you got some faith. Glory be to God. If you got faith, you got some hope. Glory be to God. No matter how it looks like, glory be to God. There is still hope when it seemed like there was no hope in my life. Glory be to God. It seemed like I was going to never get out. I was there years and years and years, but I cried out. I cried out. I cried out unto my God. Glory be to God, and he delivered me. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. See, the Bible says that when she had placed the child under the shrub, it was a bush. Glory be to God. There was a bush in the wilderness. Down in the desert, there was a bush that allowed us to see that there was some life. There was some water somewhere because the bush that has water, good God Almighty. You know, water is the source of life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Even though she couldn't see it because she was so blinded by her situation that she couldn't even see the hope. Glory be to God. But my God, cried out to God. Cry out to you. If you cry out to him, glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, there is always hope in God. Hallelujah. Don't matter how bad it gets. It's always hope in God. Hallelujah. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He knows what you're going through. Glory be to God. I remember I cried night after night. Glory be to God. But God heard my cry. Glory be to God. And he answered my prayer. And I'm here today because God was my hope. He was my deliverer and he set me free. Glory be to God. There is hope. It's still hope. Where it don't look like hope. Glory be to God. It comes a time in our lives, in our life storms, in our life, glory be to God, that it seems like it's no hope. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. But God can turn around. It seems like it's no hope. But you don't have no money in the bank, and your rent is due, and your car payment is due, and your light is about to get cut off, and you can't put no food on the table. It seems like there's no hope. Glory be to God. But if you just hold on to some changing hands, if you will just hold on and have faith, God will supply everything that you need. Glory be to God. Because he shows us in his word, Haggai was upset. She was fearing because her son was dying from thirst. Glory be to God. Some of our children are dying from a spiritual thirst. Glory be to God. And they need a savior. But you got to don't believe in. You got to cry out to God for the soul salvation. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He'll give them the water. He'll give them the living water. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. See, the Bible says, glory be to God. Hallelujah. That God opened her eyes to see. He opened her eyes to see that there was faith. Hallelujah. There was hope. Hallelujah. Because she didn't see it. The word of God just said it. It said God opened her eyes and she saw a well of water. You can't see nothing until God revealed it unto you. Glory be to God. But her hope was right there. Glory be to God, a well of water. Hallelujah. And she went and she filled the bottle with the water. Glory be to God. And she gave the child, my God, the living water. Hallelujah. She gave him the living water. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. Ah, hallelujah, my God. She gave him the living water. You know, living water is life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. You know, when I began to preach the gospel of Jesus, he always said to me, he said to me, you can prove what you preach. Hallelujah. If you're preaching in the Old Testament, you mean the Old New Testament. You're preaching the New Testament, you should be able to prove it in the Old. Well, Jesus said to the woman at the well, good God Almighty, told her about the living water. He said, you know, well, you know what? I'm going to paraphrase it right quick. Hallelujah. He said unto him, he asked her for a drink. He said, well, you ain't even got nothing to draw water with. And she kind of asked him, why are you talking to me? Because I'm American. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But he told her, he said, if you knew, in other words, who I was, you'd be asking me for a drink. Because here, I'm going to give you some water. I'm going to give you some liver, but your soul will never thirst again. Glory be to God. I'm going to give you a well of living water that'll spring up in you. Good God Almighty. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. A well of living water. Hallelujah. There is always hope. Even in the desert, it's always hope. If we keep our eyes on Jesus, if we look to the hill, which cometh our hip. Hallelujah. If we look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, glory be to God. That's always the hope. He's the hope of glory. Glory be to God. My God, my God, my God, my God. Woo! Jesus, don't give up. Hold on. Hallelujah. I believe that she was about to give up. She really was. Because her son was dying and she didn't want to see him dying. Glory be to God. That's why we got to pray for our children. Our children. That's what they used to say back in the day, your children. Glory be to God. We got to pray for our children. We got to pray that God will save them. We got to pray for the lost. Hallelujah. It seems like there's no hope in the world, but Jesus is the hope. Glory be to God. He is the living water. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Jesus hears your cry. He sees every tear that you shed. Glory be to God. He knows every pain, every heartbreak. He knows everything that you've gone through. But he is a God of hope. Hallelujah. He is faithful to keep every promise. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Spirit of God tells me the Lord delighted in those who fear him and who put their hope in his unfounding love. Know that God loves you. Glory be to God. Loves you with an everlasting love. That's your hope now. Glory be to God. We know it is because he sent Jesus. He sent Jesus to die for us. He sent Jesus. He died on the cross for us. Glory be to God that we might have hope, that we might have faith. Glory be to God that our soul might be saved from sin and that we might receive a well of living water. Glory be to God, my God. My God, hallelujah. It was Jesus. Jesus is our hope through his resurrection. Hallelujah. That he rose again. He died for us. He got up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When it seemed like all hope, look at the cross. When it looked like all hope is gone, look at the cross. Look at Jesus. Glory be to God. It may look bad. It may feel bad. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But it's not what it looks like. Trust in God. Hallelujah. Because God has allowed us to see in his word, hallelujah, that when all hope is gone, when it's gone, turn to him. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Hallelujah. Don't turn from God. Hallelujah. But keep on believing in him. Glory be God. Hallelujah. God is our hope. His love is our hope. Glory be to God. He loved us so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will never leave us nor forsake us. You don't have to worry about a thing. Glory be to God. That's why the angel said, told her, God, don't fear. I don't want you to, don't fear, in other words. Don't be afraid. God has already made a way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'd already led them all the way through the wilderness. He led them to the place of hope. He led them to the place of hope, even though she didn't see it. Hallelujah. She didn't even see it. My God, my God. Hallelujah. My God. That's a reason to praise God right there. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God was sent forth, angels, unaware unto us. Glory be to God. To help us on our journey. Glory be to God. And I have seen so many of the angels of God. Glory be to God. They have protected us from dangers seen and unseen. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to help me praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When it seems like all hope is gone, God knows what you're going through. Hallelujah, my God. He sees and he knows the tears that you have shed day in and day out. He hears your cry when you pray. Glory be to God. He hears it. Glory be to God. And he will always be with you, and he will always make a way for you. Hallelujah. My God, my God. There is always hope when it looks like all hope is gone. Hallelujah, my God. Sometimes it looks that way. Glory be to God. And I believe that sometimes our enemies, they sit back and see whether we're going to make it. They look to see where our hope lies, where our faith lies. Glory be to God, my God, because they don't want us to make it. Glory be to God, my God, my God. But there's still hope when all look like all hope is gone. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. Jesus came that we will have hope. We will have life through him and through the blood that he shed for our sins. Glory be to God. Sometimes we think that where we ask ourselves, amen, where is the hope? Because we can't see it. We can't see the hope. But God told us to believe in the things that are unseen. And I've learned on this Christian journey, you got to believe in the things that are unseen when it comes to God. Hallelujah. When there looks like no hope, glory be to God. Hallelujah. When it looks like they're going to come and take your house. When it looks like you're going to lose everything that you had. Glory be to God. Know that God is your hope. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He answers the prayers of his children. He answers. He answers. He hears your cry. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. God is getting ready to open the eyes of somebody so that they can see for a moment that he's real. Oh, my God. He's going to take the blinders off of your eyes that you might see that he's a real God. My God, my God. And if you come unto him, oh, my God, and ask him to save your soul, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He'll give you the living water. Glory be to God, my God, my God. You know, in this story of Haggai and Ishmael, it's full of hope, faith. It's a journey. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Faith and hope. Ah, hallelujah. There was a lot of hurt there. Glory be to God, because they were cast out. They were cast out from among the people. Glory be to God. But you know, God kept the promise. The child lived because she gave him a drink of the living water. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Ah, hallelujah. We pray right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you save somebody's son and somebody's daughter, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bring them out of sin and darkness, oh God. Bring them out of the wilderness, oh God. Oh God, for your glory, God. To declare your works, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they may receive living water. Glory be to God. Oh God, we just give you praise. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you don't remember nothing I said, glory be to God. If you don't never come back to this show, remember, there's still hope when it looks like all hope is gone. Jesus is your hope. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus, glory be to God, if you would say this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. To save your soul today, amen. Hallelujah. You just said that simple prayer. Glory be to God. We believe that you are saved. Glory be to God. Repent of your sin. Hallelujah. My God, find your Bible, believe in church, amen. Get your Bible and begin to read it, amen. Leave a message on Facebook if you have given your life to Christ today, amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. We got to get out of here, amen. I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Amen. God loves you and we love you too here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Be blessed.